Yeah, 89.7 WNKU, 104.1, 105.9, online, WNKU.org, Southside Johnny. And he has Barry Jukes, Hearts of Stone, name of that CD. 7 minutes after the hour, and we are honored with our guest today. Brett Denton's in the studio with us. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great now.
All
I think
right.
It's fantastic.
We got some ladies in here.
Yeah, we're set to go. We got people to standing here listening with us. That's great. So you're out to Madison tonight.
Yes.
And I was looking at your schedule. You got you're booked every night.
Yes, pretty much.
So you're going to be a busy boy. I guess you have been busy, haven't you?
I have. This has been a pretty busy year, but I like being busy, so.
Keeps you out
of trouble.
Feels
good. Yeah, I feel good.
Okay. Well, first of all, we'll talk about some things, but let's hear something first.
Okay. I was going to play like three songs. Three,
sounds
seven.
Good. Sounds good.
20 songs.
Tonight. Whatever you want to do. I mean, we've got, we're on 24
hours. Forget about the Madison.
We're on 24 hours a day.
Let's just have everybody come down.
There you go.
All right. This is a song from Loverboy. I'm going to do it's called Make You Fall in Love with Me. I saw you dancing, sing on stage with your bare feet and your hair in braids. You press your lips against your horn. If I could only be the notes you moan. Ever since I heard my first love song, I've been looking for you all along. I know I can't be wrong. I know you don't feel it now, but I'm gonna make you fall in love with me. Someday, baby, somehow, oh, I'm gonna make you fall in love with me. Strum upon your strings and make you cry love, cry out loving. Dance drunk into your heart's beat and kiss you in the moonlight in the middle of the street. I know that we both been here before. In another lifetime, maybe more. It's karma, I'm sure. I know you don't feel it now, but I'm gonna make you fall in love with me. Someday, baby, somehow, oh, I'm gonna make you fall in love with me. Coast of California. You held your head out of the window and stared down at the ocean. Now you never heard the albums Graceland and Blue. I played them both for you, the songs of my youth. Come on, girl. That's right. That's right. I know you don't feel it now, but I'm gonna make you fall in love with me. Someday, baby, somehow, oh, I'm gonna make you fall in love with me. That's right, alright, I know you don't feel it now, but I'm gonna make you fall.
great. You can applaud. You can applaud. That's off Loverboy, which we were getting unbelievable response for that. We always get good response with your music, but this CD is, I'm serious, this is just excellent. Everything on here. And I love it when you can find an album that you like every single song, or you have to see, gee, which one do I want the best? And that's the way this is set up.
How long did it take you? Which one do I not like?
Yeah, exactly. Which one don't you like? But how long did it take you to put this together?
Well, you know, it was easy writing the songs. I had the material for it for a while, but it actually took a lot longer to make than my previous records, for the reason of there was just boring, business stuff.
Just the interfering with the
people ask me all the time, like, why did you wait 3 years to put out this record? Like, did you go, like, there's rumors around on Wikipedia flying around that I was like backpacking across Europe, like searching my soul, and none of that stuff is true. And like, I wish I could say, oh, it's corporate greed, I was tied down, and like, I wanted to
break away,
become a, but really it was just business. Like, I was supposed to record it, you know, earlier in the year, and then it got pushed back, and then it got pushed back, and then some more, and then, you know, in the my free time I just took up like lots of great hobbies, like underwater diving and basket weaving and underwater basket weaving and
things that take a lot of time
that are really crucial to like songwriting.
Well, I noticed on your tour, you're was it November? You're going to Europe?
Yep.
Yeah. How long is that going to last?
Eurodenon is coming back. Eurobrett.
Here you go.
It's different than me. It's a little more refined.
You get
less goofy.
You get oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
a little more serious. Better dresser.
What?
More espresso.
That's there. You go. More
wine,
the espresso that does that stuff.
More like late night dance clubs.
You're getting real good response over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm sure I could get a better response over there if I lived there.
Well,
and
sure.
Was able to, like, you know, tour around a lot, but you know, it's expensive to get over there, so I haven't been able to go there as much as I would have liked to. But
neither have I.
But it's there's some places I would like to go that I haven't been to. But
you'll get there. You'll get
I
there.
I would like to. But yeah, I people are people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always amazing too when you go to a country that you. Which most of the world doesn't really speak English as their first language, and you go and you play for them, and they love, and you're like, okay, whatever. But then a lot of countries are much smarter than we are, and they speak multiple languages.
Well, they accept good stuff.
Yeah, good music is good music, no matter what language it's in, right?
Right, exactly.
And Bob Dylan knows that, like, because he sings in English, and I don't understand it sometimes. But it's Bob Dylan, so it's
that's
good.
Right. How can you argue?
Exactly.
You know? Okay. What else you got for us?
This is another song of a lover boy. Okay, all right, okay. Need me whenever you feel unhappy. All you have to do is call me. I can make you laugh. Sydney, I know that you were only a cute as you were. I hope you don't lose your sense of humor. Allocations made in the schoolyard and soccer moms got up in the dog park. Their pockets was in their bag. There were only a couple of crazy cougars. Yes, they are in their boning, spreading their desperate rumors. You know I would never die cool, but I won't be taken for a fool. If they want to talk trash, you can talk, 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 but they better come correct. You ever need me coming, I come running straight to ya. Straight from the airport, I'll come running. Cut through the customs line, I'll come running. Bust down the courthouse door, I'll come running. Sydney, I will testify. Sydney, I will testify to you. We were in the basement just giving our blood on stage and pretending that we were famous while you were getting framed. I went back to my room in Surrey Hill. Yes, I did, didn't know you were in trouble until you came in. Skinny's a twig in my kitchen and told me I was looking at a dead man. I said, Sydney, you're wrong. There's a lot of good people living in LA. Yes, there are, and we won't let nobody take you away. No, we won't. You know that I would never let go. But I won't be digging for if they want to talk trash. They can talk, but they better come correct. If you ever need me, you just call me. I come running to you straight from the airport. I'll come run, got through the customs line, bust down the courthouse door. Sydney, I will testify. Sydney, I will testify. I will testify. I will testify to you. Sydney, whenever you think you need me, call me up and I'll come running straight to you. Straight to you. To you. To, I would never die, but I won't be digging for a fool. They wanna talk trash. They can talk, but they better conquer it. If you ever need me, you just call me. I come running to you straight from the airport. I come running, cut through the customs line, bust down the courthouse door. Sydney, I will testify to you, I will testify.
Real good. I don't know, now that I hear it, I don't know if I like it on the album or you doing it live better. This is fantastic. Sounds great.
You gotta have the personal touch.
I agree.
Of me.
There you go.
The room. I think everybody
the
should
whole atmosphere.
Have me in their room.
Oh, that would be fantastic. You could probably make some money off of that too. I take it.
I know what you mean though. It's that live music usually is better than.
Well, I think your music, it's very personal, just like, I guess that has a good story behind it, but everything about it is very, very personable, and it comes out.
Well, thank you.
And you're still in the California area as a home port?
I am. I'm a Californian, true Californian, one of those Californians that has a hard time considering living elsewhere, but this is nice here.
Yeah,
I have my friend Oswald over here. You can't see him in radio world, but
just wave real hard, like, Oswald.
wave real loud.
Yeah.
He's kind of like he's my Cincinnati, Kentucky tour guide, and he's been showing me some nice neighborhoods around here.
Oh, it's great around here. California's great, too.
I heard Jerry Garcia lived here for a while.
That I didn't know. See? You know more about it than I do.
Up in Cincinnati, up in Mount Adams.
Is that right? Okay.
In Oakley.
I'll be darned.
You know,
he kept it quiet while he was here, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Now, being from California, I noticed that you're part of this project, this Mosaic project.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit organization. We work with kids in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah.
Kids of very different backgrounds and who don't necessarily have a chance to meet kids that are different from them, grew up in different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very segregated world. I mean, it's a very forward, progressive community in the Bay Area, but it's also very separated, people living in different neighborhoods. And separated by a whole world of differences. And so we work to bring kids together and educate them about who they are and differences and celebrating diversity.
You get into music with them?
We do. We do all kinds of stuff. We do, you know, it's all based on learning and building community, but we do it through music, games, conversations,
That's
activities.
Great. Yeah. And you just donate your time. Good for
well,
you.
I used to work full-time. I'm one of the founders, but now I'm a full-time musician.
Yeah, yeah. That's another
and,
thing.
So I spend my time on the road trying to be like kind of an ambassador, doing this sort of thing, or I help raise money.
And spread that. Concert. Well, that's perfect. That's perfect. And you spent a while not headlining, let's put it that way, mm-hmm. opening up for different acts. How's it feel now, being as you are the headliner now?
Well, sure. But, you know, I think I've always been, like, headlining as well. I mean, uh-huh. if it was a couple years ago that I was, or even last year I did some shows opening for Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
I always still do headlining shows on my own. It's just good. Not for 20,000 people.
that's a little bit of difference. Yeah. Have you played at the Madison before tonight?
I have not.
That's a nice little venue. You like that. It's very
I'm excited. I went in there and it looked like I wanted to get my roller skates on and put a headband on and like do a slow
go
skate.
Go around there. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Okay. Good.
What else you got for us?
another song from Loverboy. Here we go. Well, maybe it's the common curse. Maybe things get bad before they get worse. I don't wanna become someone I can't live up to what I already done. Don't kill it just to figure it out. Well, it rains and pours and then it runs out. I was crying on the bathroom floor just when I thought I couldn't take no more. Well, here comes the comeback. The kid is back on track and there goes my hero. He's an underdog, he's coming out on top. Alright, that's my dog. It was the talk of the trailer park. She went whistling through the graveyard and she came to raise the dead. Well, I was a stain on her man bed. I found a lover, then I lost myself. And now I'm nowhere, she's somewhere else. And the boys with the brown skinny legs, I got one and all, she sings. But I say, hey, here comes the comeback. The kid is back on track. And there goes my hero. He's the underdog, he's coming out on top. And everybody loves a comeback. So come on back now, come back. Everybody loves the underdog. Say, that's my dog. That's my dog. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. That's my dog. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, that's my dog. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. That's my dog. Na 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 na. That's my dog. All right. Hey, I never been laid so low. Never been laid so low, 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 low. So why was I the last to know? Why was I the last to know? Ooh, yes, I was. I never been done so low. Never been done so low, 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 low. Don't let me be the last to know. Don't let me be the last to know. Comes a comeback. The kid is back on track. And everybody loves a comeback. So come on back now, come back. Everybody loves the underdog. Singing, that's my dog. That's my dog. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. That's my dog. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, that's my dog. Na 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 na. Na 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 na, hey, that's my dog. Na 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 na, that's my dog. That's my dog. Hey 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 hey. Na 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 na. Come back. That's my dog. Oh, oh, oh. Na 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 na. Yeah. my dog.
Wonderful, wonderful. Take a drink there.
Yeah, see, we have different kinds of trees here than we have in California.
You can notice, huh?
Get into my nose and
exactly.
eyes.
Exactly. There's quite a few people around here with that same problem. So I understand you're a fan of the A's.
Yes.
And you got to do a video out there at the stadium?
I did. I'm a lifelong Oakland A's fan. And I got to shoot the video for Comeback Kid in the stadium and got to walk around kind of in the underbelly in the corporate office and got to get out on the field. They made me a jersey
with
my name on it.
Oh, great.
If you were to tell me that like when I was 10, I would have.
You'd have been going crazy. Been,
shut up. No way. And then I got the jersey and I was like, oh, my God, just don't. I had my mom and dad there, and they were, like, crying. My mom was crying, like, this is the greatest video. They gave us, and we shot the video on a game day, so we got to go early, and then we got to watch the game.
Oh, man.
And then they're like, the catch is, you got to sing, take me out to the ball game. And I was like, how is that a catch? Like, that's like a,
that's a
dream come true. And so I got to sing, take me out to the ball game, and I got interviewed, and while I was being interviewed, it was on, like, happening live on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, yeah.
And coming through the PA of the whole stadium. And,
that's
you know,
great.
I was there like, so, Brett, you know, this is not. I was like, well, I was echoing. And it was amazing. Loved it.
That's great. So that was a big time.
That was.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah, it was one of the greatest days of my life. I don't know what I could do that would be better.
That's wonderful, wonderful.
I can just quit now.
There you go. You're done. It's all over with.
It's over.
It's all over but the show.
Play the show tonight and pack it up and go home.
No big deal.
I mean, I guess I could do this one last show tonight.
Yeah, just for the heck of it. Madison Theater tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And who's opening up?
Blind Pilot.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome indie rock band from Portland.
They've been touring with you?
Portland, Oregon. We've been on the road now for a week, but this is the first show that Blind Pilot is doing with us.
Okay, great.
And we're really excited about them. We're friends from back on the West Coast.
That's good.
Everybody knows you.
Makes it nice traveling around like that.
Yeah. And they're really good. I think, you know, people are going to love them if they don't already love them.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We appreciate you dropping by.
Thank you.
Let's take us out with something, and we'll let you go get some rest.
Okay. Well, what do you want to hear?
Boy.
Well, so it doesn't have to be a lover. Oh, whoa.
What do you got? Which one? We got people who are arguing over which one. So
I heard surprise, surprise.
Oh, okay.
You're going deep cuts?
I was, but that's okay.
I'll go surprise. It's all right. I'll play this. Dark clouds gather in the afternoon, come together just to cry. Seagulls struggling against the wind, falling out of the sky. Grandma's gathering aluminum cans in a rusty sharpened coin. Born againers get their lives together while the whole world's falling apart. Open up your eyes, it's happening all around you. If it hasn't found you, you know it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of surprise, surprise. What do you think the world owes you? It's not the way it's supposed to go. Well, you know it's just a matter of time. Songbird sitting in a treehouse with a trumpet to her lips. I'm laying on my back in the tall green grass, staring up at the eclipse. Whispers lurking in the alley behind where the children wear no shoes. call girls and corner kids hustling, saying, what have you got to lose? Open up your eyes, it's happening all around you. If it hasn't found you, well, you know it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of surprise, surprise. What do you think the world owes you? It's not the way it's supposed to go. Well, you know it's just a matter of time. And there's nowhere you can run to, because the eyes, they are upon you, 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 you. Some of them coming up hard and hungry, stepping up to take your turn. Some of them throwing their money in the fire just to watch it burn. Open up your eyes, it's happening all around you. If it hasn't found you, well, you know it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of surprise, surprise. What do you think the world owes you? It's not the way it's supposed to go. Well, you know it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of, the matter, it's the matter, it's the matter of time. It's, the, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time.
Excellent, excellent. Madison Theater tonight.
That's right.
And really want to thank you for stopping by, taking the time.
Thanks for having me. I'll come by whenever.
Yeah, anytime. Door's always open. You don't even have to announce it. We'll be here waiting for you.
Even if it's late at night.
Even if it's
late
at night.
Always open.
Just let us know.
You wake. You come in the morning with your coffee, fumbling around, and I'm sleeping right there in your chair.
Keys under the mat.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Brett Denon, thank you very much.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Okay. Madison Theater tonight. Brett Denon. Support for WNKU comes from our members and from Cincinnati Arts Association, presenting Arlo Guthrie and his Boys Night Out Band, Monday, October 24th at 8 p.m. at the Aronoff Center. Tickets are on sale now and available at the Aronoff Center ticket office, online at cincinnatiarts.org, and at 513-621-ARTS. Arlo Guthrie, October 24th at the Aronoff Center.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.